Whether you want to start a faith-based business or an online ministry, you've come to the right place. This is the Teresa Blaze Show with your host, Teresa Blaze, where she's bringing her over 20 years of consulting experience to the mic. Now, here's Teresa.
I'm Teresa Blaze, and welcome to the Teresa Blaze Show. Today, we are talking about a subject that I think kind of scares most people, because I've talked often about publishing and why you need to publish and stuff around that. But I want to talk about kind of a subject that happens as a result of publishing. When you first start and you're trying to figure things out and you're trying to figure out how you're going to do things and what things look like, you don't really know what your voice is going to sound like. Now, what do I mean by your voice? I mean that persona that you're projecting, that thing that you're offering to your audience. You don't really know what that's going to sound like. You know, is it going to be the place you're comfortable in? Is it going to be kind of the more educational? Are you going to be looked to be more entertaining? What voice are you going to approach your publishing with? You don't really know that until you find it. And I've heard that there's a lot of people that say you will not find that until you do about 30 to 45 episodes or blog posts or whatever it is, whatever medium you're using. Once you kind of do a few of those, that's when you actually find your voice. And some say it's a little bit longer. I don't really know what the minimum is. You know, I might do an updated podcast once I find out, but I know this much. If you are consistent and you really kill it, you will find your voice. And once you find that voice, you'll find that you're able to serve your audience even better, because you know exactly who you're talking to and you know how to communicate with them. So how do you do it? How do you go about finding your voice? Ask yourself this. What's your main goal? What is the goal of the medium that you're trying to create? If you're doing a podcast, what is the goal of your podcast? Are you wanting to educate them? Do you want to entertain them? Are you just a reporter of information? There are a lot of goals that you have, a lot of voices that you can approach with. And you need to kind of ask yourself, well, what is my goal here? What do I want them to walk away with? Number two, keep in mind the audience that you were talking to. We've talked about this in the episode dealing with finding your target market. The audience that you are talking to often will dictate the voice that you approach them with. If you're talking to a more educated audience and you're looking to be more educational, that's okay. If you are talking to an audience that is kind of more loose and friendly or whatever, but you are more, you know, you're just kind of fun and you just want to have that kind of voice, again, that's okay. But you have to keep in mind the audience that you were talking to and the goals. There's other things you can do to find your voice. And as I learn them, I will bring them to you. But these are some of the things that I've picked up so far. I hope this is helpful. I'm Teresa Blaze. This has been the Teresa Blaze Show. Let's go do this thing.
You've been listening to The Teresa Blaze Show. To catch all her past shows, visit www.teresablaze.com. That's TERESABLAES.com.